talking with Michael McDowell. He's in the number 22 discount tire Ford for Team Penske this weekend. How's the experience been so far?
It's been very good. Yeah, you know, Team Penske's been very strong here at Kentucky Speedway with all their drivers. So their package really good, unloaded, you know, pretty close. We just did some fine tuning and a happy hour there and feel confident with what we have. And it's a great opportunity for me to drive for Team Penske and discount tire. And, you know, it's neat to have an opportunity to win a race.
The 22 has been out front a lot this season. You think you're going to be able to keep it out there?
Hey, thanks for reminding me of that. No added pressure.
No pressure.
Yeah, I do. I feel like we were really good yesterday. And, you know, the race is obviously going to be very different, and track conditions are going to be different. But I feel confident, and Jeremy Bowens and all the guys, they know what they need to do. And hopefully this loose nut behind the wheel will figure it out too.
What's your biggest concern going into tonight?
You know, I don't really have a lot of concerns, but for me personally, it's just making sure I do my job and do my part and not overthink it, not overanalyze it, just do what I normally do, and hopefully that'll be enough at the end.
What are future plans for Michael McDowell?
Future plans that I know of is I'm going to be back again with LFR on the Cup side, driving the 95 part-time next year in Sprint Cup Series. And nationwide, I have no idea. No, I got this one race tonight, Kentucky Speedway, and thankful for that. And what the future holds in nationwide series, I'm not sure, but just take it one race at a time.
Right. I did a little bit of track paving in turns 3 and 4 and some other little track surface rehabilitation, I guess. Did you notice anything in the car yesterday?
Yeah, the patch in the 3 is definitely smooth. Definitely changed the balance a little bit getting in there. And then, you know, on the front straightaway, they tried to take some of those bumps out, and I think they've made it a little bit better, and it's sort of manageable. So the repairs that they did was really just to stop damage from being done to vehicles. But the bumps around this racetrack is what gives it character and makes it fun and challenging. So you don't want it too smooth, but at the same time, you got to be able to race too. So
gives it a little character.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of these tracks that, you know, needed a repave, that got a repave, it's taken a few years for the racing to get good again. So hopefully we can keep these tracks as old and rough and as wore out as possible, and seems to produce a better show.
Okay, what's the next race for you?
Next race will be Kansas in the 95 Sprint Cup Series. So got a week off in between there and get ready for Kansas.
What are your thoughts before you go to Kansas?
You know, we had a good test there earlier this month, so feel good about that. And for our program, we're really just trying to take baby steps and grow it. And those races for us are, you know, if we can run in the top 20, top 25, those are wins for us on our program. We got 12 guys and small team, and to be in the Cup Series, it's just extremely challenging. So, but I feel like we're doing a good job, and everybody's working really hard. Got a couple top 20s, top 10 finish this year, which is definitely impressive for a small program. So continue to build that program and depth where we can do it every weekend. And that's the hard part, is being able to do it every weekend. And we've had a few weekends where we really struggled and a few weekends where we ran really well. And hopefully we can find that consistency.
Well, good luck to you tonight. I got to ask you what your favorite kind of cake is.
Favorite kind of cake? It's kind of a cake, but it's called fruit pizza. My wife makes it. It is a cake, but it is a cold dessert that is like sort of half-baked cookie dough with frosting and fruit on the top. It's really good. It's terrible for you.
Well, good stuff isn't supposed to be good for you, right?
And most good stuff isn't. So, yeah, that's good, though.
Great opportunity tonight. Good luck. Yeah,
thank you.